This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. And its deadliest weekend since a military takeover in Myanmar. Records show that nearly 20 deaths have occurred as the security forces opened fire and made mass arrests just in one day in an attempt to break up protests that challenged the military seizures of power. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more details.
Gunshots could be heard in Dawei as police appear to be using live ammunition to disperse the protests. Police use of live fire on crowds was also reported in many other cities, including Yangon and Mandalay. A UN human rights official said it had credible information that almost 20 people were killed and dozens wounded. It also believed that the forces used tear gas, flashbang grenades and stun grenades. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Biden administration says it remains open to talks with Iran over the 2015 nuclear deal, despite Tehran's rejection of an EU invitation to join a meeting with the U.S. and the other original participants in the agreement. A senior administration official says the U.S. is disappointed in that rejection, but it is flexible as to the timing and format of the talks. The official says the U.S. sees Iran's decision to snub the European Union invitation as part of the diplomatic process. The official says the U.S. will be consulting with other participating countries on a way forward. And a U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention advisory panel Sunday endorsed the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, voting overwhelmingly to recommend the shot for adults older than